Welcome, and thank you for joining our webinar on the 2014 Farm Bill covering commodity programs and crop insurance. Today's webinar is jointly sponsored and brought to you by the Extension Risk Management Education Centers, the SARA 39 Multi-State Public Policy Issues Education Committee, the Agricultural and Applied Economics Association Extension Section, the Council on Food, Agriculture, and Resource Economics, the Regional Extension Farm Management Committees, and the Ag in Uncertain Times team with technology hosted by Montana State University and the University of Wyoming. Today is just one of many webinars we are hosting on the 2014 Farm Bill and the changes that it may imply. I'm John Hewlett, a Farm and Ranch Management Specialist at the University of Wyoming, and it's certainly an honor to serve as host for today's webinar. Although I'll act as your MC, I'm only able to do so through the help and assistance of many others working behind the scenes to help make these presentations possible. Our team members' support and the support of their respective institutions help to make and offer these various webinars. Today's speakers include Dr. Art Barnaby, Dr. Jody Capici, and Dr. Joe Outlaw. I will provide a much more formal introduction for each of these speakers as we begin their respective presentations, but certainly would like to welcome them all to our program today. Before we get started with the presentations, let me point out that as we proceed, we would very much like to have you enter any questions you may have for the presenters in the chat window found in the lower left of your screen. Then, working with our behind-the-scenes team, I will put the questions to our presenters. So please use that chat window to enter your questions or to report any kind of technical problems you may be having. As we all know, computers enable us to overcome distances and solve many different problems that make webinars like this a possibility. However, that same technology can also create a number of challenges. So if you're experiencing any difficulties on your end, please do not hesitate to contact our team for assistance. If you're having trouble reading the screen at any point in today's webinar, you may want to try using the full screen button. It looks like a set of arrows in the upper right-hand corner of your screen. This button switches between the view you see now and a view where the presentation slide fills the entire screen, making that smaller text easier to read. Please note that while you're in that full screen mode, you'll be unable to see the chat window. So you simply press that button again, and it will reveal the chat window to enter any questions that you might have. So at this point, we'd like to ask a couple of questions about who all may be in our audience this morning. We've got a set of polling questions here. We'd like to ask you if what your role is out there, if you're an agricultural producer, an extension educator, if you may be working in a banking situation, if you're an agribusiness professional, commodity organization employee, or perhaps you're a non-for-profit organization or government agency employee, if you wouldn't mind checking one of those boxes, it gives us a little bit of a heads up as to who all is participating in today's webinar. All right, so thank you for those responses. Our next question is, where is it that you're actually located geographically? If you're in the Northeast region, Southeast, Midwest, Southwest, if you wouldn't mind checking one of those options or that would best represent where you're located. I guess we have choices here also for the Pacific Islands, Western U.S., and if you're coming in from an international location, we've got a choice there for that as well. All right, thank you for those answers. Third question quickly here is your role in agriculture. If you're currently producing and or marketing an agricultural product, I guess choice number one would be the selection there. If you're in the process of developing an agricultural product that you intend to market in the future, choice B, or if you are looking to develop some sort of product to take to a market, I guess C would be the choice. Or possibly if you're just on to gather more information, I guess D would be the selection. If all of the above or some combination apply, E or other would be the choice there. All right, and we have one final question here, which asks, including yourself, how many individuals are participating at your location? This question is a way that we can get a handle on just how many folks that might be participating. When we offer these for free, we aren't actually taking registrations, so the only real way we have is measuring who's all on is by your responses to this question. So I'll give you a second to answer those. All right. Thank you again for your feedback with those polling questions.